Tucker Carlson, Climate Strike Not About the Environment, About Grabbing More Power. By Jeff Poor on September 21, 2019. Friday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson opened his show by questioning the motivations of the so-called climate strike that occurred earlier that day. Carlson pointed out how the environment has not improved since the rise of the climate change alarmism movement and suggests there was an ulterior motive. According to the Fox News host, the aim is to obtain more power. Transcript as follows. Tucker Carlson, Fox News host, millions of school children across America and in fact, around the world, skipped school today. They weren't playing hooky. They were instead participating in a coordinated left-wing political protest. It was called Climate Strike. So naturally, MSNBC was there to cheer them on. Begin video clip. Unidentified female. New York City is the home base for these protests. Public school officials are allowing nearly 1 million students to cut classes. Unidentified male, some of the signs by the way that I've seen so far for this rally was absolutely fantastic. Unidentified male, look, I am not in favor of encouraging people to skip class. But if there is a cause that is important, this is it. So good on you for going out there and telling people what really matters. Congratulations to you and those like you around the world. End video clip. Carlson, congratulations on skipping school. Throughout the day, news anchors assured their viewers that the strike was, in fact, being led by the kids. They were lying, of course. Like all activist movements, the climate strike was organized by cynical adults. Adults hoping to exploit children for political purposes, obviously. The other lie you heard today is that the strike was about the environment. It was not about the environment. The main goal of the protesters in this country, for example, was to implement Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. You'll remember from just a few months ago that the Green New Deal is not about the environment. In fact, Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff conceded as much. We're quoting now, "We really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing," end quote, but that shouldn't surprise you. The environmental movement itself has all but given up on the environment. Don't believe it? Look around. Is our country cleaner than it was? No. It's dirtier, and it's more crowded, and it gets more of both of those things every year. The left doesn't care. They're cheering it on. Why? Because they want power. The document calls for, among other things, state-owned banks, single-payer healthcare, affordable housing, expanded rights for sexual minorities, etc. Now, you may agree with those political goals, or you may disagree. But what do they have to do with the environment? Obviously, nothing. But whatever. Full speed ahead. Bernie Sanders, among others, is now demanding that the United States begin admitting what he calls climate refugees into our country, maybe in your neighborhood. That would include everyone south of Miami. Or north of Buenos Aires. All of now have a right to move because climate. So what are the chances of something like that passing Congress, you ask? Well, right around zero. Congress will never pass a law allowing that. And so that means in order to get what they want, progressives will have to bypass Congress, not to mention voters themselves. And they'd like to do that. Watch as Colorado Senator Michael Bennett explains that the main thing in the way of his climate agenda is, yes, democracy. Begin video clip. Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, presidential candidate. I think this is a test that's not well understood by some of the candidates in the race and not, it has not been well debated. Is our democracy up to this task? And that is a really non-trivial question. Because. Chris Hayes, MSNBC host, I mean, it clearly isn't right now. Bennett, so far, we have not. We haven't been. And when you lose a national race as we did in 16 to a climate denier, that creates a real concern. End video clip. Carlson, is our democracy up to the task? If you're even asking that question, you're missing the point because democracy is the point. But damn democracy, says the left. It is standing in the way of us getting control of every detail of your life. We'll have to do something about that. That is their position. In the meantime, though, the left has a backup plan. It's the same as it always has been, propaganda. Another demand of the Youth Climate Strike Group is what they're calling, quote, comprehensive climate change education. They want it for children age 5 to 14. 5 years old? Why so young? Well, because, and again, we're quoting here, impressionability is high during that developmental stage, end quote. In other words, brainwashing is easier when they're little. And there you have the modern left's climate agenda. No drinking straws, no automobiles, no airplanes, no meat, no democracy. In their place, endless propaganda and a parade of 15-year-old red guards yelling at you to stay in line. That's what they're promising. All of a sudden, the future really does that bleak. And it has nothing to do with rising temperatures. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.